Sunday Shir Samach Gimel.
Ktsois Simen Reishmen Gimel brings down a prichodosh. Ktsois is going on the Alochen Shchishin Mishpot. Shchanoch Paskin Shchishin Mishpot. If you want to give a present to a kid, Bethlehem, the kid doesn't have a das kinyan, but das acheres makna helps. So the prichodosh start to be done if you could give pidin aben to a kot. Ezog dektzois, roisi bekuntres maim chaim lagoen a prichodosh, she'el od mutor liten lekoen kot pidin chim chavis loy. Why? The das acheres makna. Ve'eviraye, not only from Pidin Aben, that it says Cher Shoyte Ve'Kotten Ein Cholkim Lohem Ve'Beis Agrones, but you could send to him to the house. And it's Nishkin Kovet for Trumet that the little kids are standing in line with the Greise Koyanim. But if you want to give little Koyanim, you could send to the house. So state that you could give Matas Kiruna to a Koyin Kotten. And the Ktzois, first he's choyle, he says it's no shaykh podas acheres makna, tevis al no eilo moment. I have a state that you could. So he says, I think it's not a kash. Matnes kuhuna beetzem belong to the koyanim. That's moment ha-shevet. I have to choose to who? I don't have to make a maisa aknoe. To the naben, it's a priyas choyv. I will explain. Truma, the truma is already kodosh. So it's moment koyanim. It's easy to give it to a little kid. Pidin Aben, you take all $100 from your pocket and you give it to the kid. How the kid becomes, how this $100 becomes truma? It becomes Pidin Aben. So the Ktzoi says, as a Loch in Irland, he is died in the time of the Amis of the Chelash Yishlem Schim and the Skuhuna, which is the moment koyanim. Kerzoch so ater lehem. וכן בחומס לא עם דבן כיוון דחויבו לקויאנים אם כן קוט נמי איז לסחיר. זה הלוך, if someone owes money to a kid, you're allowed to pay the kid and it becomes belongs to the kid. You owe money to a kid and you pay him back. הוא אין סחיר לקוט. הלוך is, if you owe money, you could give back. So the קצייס, before the end of the shtickle, he starts, the prichodosh says, you could give matnas kehuna to a kid, and you could give Pidin Aben to a kid. The Ktzoi says, he says, Lom des das achas makna. I don't think it's the pshat. But you could give it anyways. Frek the Ktzoi is, aber in Tezis perikame de kiddushin, and the suge of shiroi, and Tezis in the Bramasch minu amina learns that the Gemara is medame Pidin Aben to lishnekame mishum de lo yisom chodayte, vekosvo a Tezis de lishnekame. So state in the Gemara that if the Koyan doesn't have a smichas das, it doesn't help. So we see that we need a smichas das as the Koyan. The Gemara is medame that shiroi tzrich hashum omar Rabbi Yosef mino aminelo. The Gemara will be doiched that we're speaking about the Didi Shoveli. We'll have to mayim. But the Gemara wanted to learn pshat omar Rabbi Yosef mino aminelo egezel epidyon bni. And the Gemara says, if you make Shuma, it works. If you don't make Shuma, it doesn't work. Why? Because you have to have Smichas Das. Do me the Yisho. Efshar loima. Afal gav the Piroin Baal Korcho Shmei Piroin. The Aloch is, Piroin Baal Korcho Shmei Piroin. Hainu ksheroitza liten leyodoi. Voin roitza lekablo, you could give it. Aval, a person is asking, please give it to me in my hands. You have to give it in his hands. So the Ktzoi says, but I'm not masking. Nimken. Loche nirlan yuzdaiti midivre ateisis. The Afrika of the Piroin baal korcho shmei Piroin. Aval matpes kehuno beinen derech nesine. Veine yoitze be nesine baal korcho mishmochi bo ismichus das vitzorchi. Zog the Ktzoi. Beetzem, the prichodosh said, as das achar smakme, you could give to a cotton. And you could give matpes kehuno to a cotton. And pin the bent to a cotton. The Ktzois himself says it's not mitzad das acheres makna, it's moment kiyanim, it's a priyas baal choiv, you could give it. But what we could do, we have a thesis in our sugya. If we learn the thesis that is going to Lishne Kame, and an Ishol is some chotaito b'shiroim, and Rabbi Yosef is medame, granted we don't pass it like Rabbi Yosef, but it doesn't make a difference. We granted don't pass it like Rabbi Yosef. Even by Ishol, she's some chotaito. But Rabbi Yosef said, mino aminelo, that you have to have a smichas das, as if you pin laben, you have to have a smichas das. But l'chura, you don't have to have a smichas das to pin laben. Zog the ktsois, you're right. You could makne to the cotton, oder das achas makne, oder mai pshad, mit impres baal choyv, aber matnes kehuna, psaba kovedike zach. Hashem said to give it. You can't give it baal kochoy. The mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. You take and he gives. And the sinah baal kocho lo yishmei the sinah. This is the way the ktsois is a reinsetzing our sugya. So legabi gufi shel din, he passed if you could give to a kid. The kid says yes, you can give it. And you give truma to a kid. The morris he brings down. Chodesh said that's a ras magne. I'm saying oh that's a ras magne. It belongs to the Koyanim, it's pressed Baal Choy, but Baal Kochoy doesn't help. So it says, Baal Kochoy nirem et ibra ateiz, it's the Avra of Piroin Baal Kochoy, Shmei Piroin. And it's going to be in the Derech Messina, and it's going to be in the Sina Baal Kochoy. This is the Ketzis. They have the Meluim similar, Leif Sorochim a little bit similar, Medale. And the Kasha is, that L'chur the Ktsois did not take care of the problem. I will explain why. The Ktsois says that Truma you could give to a kid, you could give it Naben to a kid, but you can't do it Baal Koch. I'm asking you a shayla. And our sugyets negiah to Baal Koch? I'll explain. Well, if I give you a present and you don't want to accept the present, it's in a Baal Koch. But if I'm giving you a present, you're not so sure if it's a million or half a million. You have a problem? It's a present. Not because I owe you mifza. I give you a present, take a half million. And you're not so sure if it's a million or half a million. You have a problem, smichas das? No? So what is the ktseis answering? You're going to the koyen, and you tell him, I want to give you matnes kehuna. I can't give Baal Koch. But it's not Baal Koch. It's loisom chodaiti. The loisom chodaiti is when a lady marries herself, she's not so sure if she's masking to get married for shiroi. The kohen is not. What the kohen is doing? The kohen is doing nothing. He's receiving a present. If the kohen is receiving a present, so he's not so sure how big is the present. It's felt in some chodaiti. Again, is mevuyer and teisus. What is the kash of Rabbi Seinu Achoyim? As mevuyer and teisus and Rabbi Yosef, that as evi ishol is some chodaita to miskadesh and shiroim, the koyel is some chodaita to be poyde and pidnaben if it's no shuma. This is the way Rabbi Yosef learned the sugi. Frek the ktsois if you could give without asking the koyel. So what is the shaykhis of some chodaita? So the ktsois says the answer is a value you could give to a kohen. There's no good maizekinian if the koyel that receives it. But you can't give Baal Kochoy. I hear you can't give Baal Kochoy. I'm giving Baal Kochoy. Take a present. What do you say? That the Koyanim know that they have a schus to get Pidin Naben, so they don't want. He's not giving something. He doesn't have to have a das to give something. He's just receiving a present. The Chisoron is Alemol. What a Isha is makna herself, it's not worth the amount, loisom chodaite. Here's no shaykhet to loisom chodaite.
What's the full amount?
The person gives a present, he's not too sure how much present he's getting.
He knows he's going to get five.
So he will not get five, he'll get four. I'll give someone else the rest. Why? And when a person gets a present, he doesn't have a mind to get a present. How much are you giving him? You're giving him. But why has to have a mind? Why he has to have a mind?
You have a mind to get a specific present.
Why? I asked before. Someone said, no. What present?
That's a random.
No, I'm giving a present to the Koyanim. I'm giving a Koyanim at the skuna. So, Mishanet him, how much you got? You go to the Koyan and give him a sack of truma. It's not too sure if it's 5 apples or 10 apples or 15 minutes.
It's not a Koyanim.
I mean, the way to say it learns. What lechura is muchach? Well, that's what Si Yosef says. The Ktzeis brings it, he doesn't want to learn like it. That Pirin Aben, it's not a Priyas Choyv like the Ktzeis said that it is. That's what Si Yosef says. V'nire, she'akoyen hua odoin p'choyr ze. The koyen is odoin p'choyr ze. Pshimin, in the shiurim, Pshimin shkop, is masbir, that lechura is muchach, that the getter of Pirin Aben is not priyas choyv to the koyen. The koyen kivyochel is selling the kid back to the father. He brings a raya. The Gemara, all of us learn the Gemara in Daf Choftes. Who leave those? Who b'noi leave those? The Gemara says, b'noi koyde, mitzvah de gufe adife. Fragt Reb Shimon, someone owes money. Does that mean why he owes the money? Because himself or by a cousin's kid? How you could call it mitzvah de gufe adife? It's a choyv of money. It's mevuer, it's not a choyv of money. It's mevuer. It's a mitzvah lasois maisepidion. Mitzvah de gufe adife. But if he owes money, because himself or because his kid, but he just owes money to pay, so it's a nafkamina. Nafkamina, how he owes the money? It's not nafkamina, how he owes the money? Sag the Pshimen al Kolchuch, the Geder of Pirin HaBen is, the Koyen owns Kiv Yochel, the kid, and he's paid it. Now, the first Raya that the Achronim bring down, the Gemara, who lived this, if no, lived this, mitzvah de Gufa Adife, second Raya, Tezus and the Vavim Udbeis has a tzad that you could make Chalipim Pirin HaBen. Tezus says that you can. I want to explain. I'm not speaking about Thomas Lehatz. You owe someone $1 million. You say, we'll make Chalipin? What Chalipin? What? I owe you $1 million. No, now what? I can give you $1 million. I'm an Thomas Lehatz. So I gave you. So you have to give me back. But how I could give you Chalipin? If it's a Chalois Pidyon, Taisus had a tzad that b'Chalipin you could make Chalois Pidyon. You could make it the Chamisha Sloim, and you could make it the Pidyon. So Taisus, it doesn't work. But Luya Tzir Pidin Aben is only a Priya Schoiv like the Ktzois. The second is Loshon HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Pei. Shetzivonu Livdois Pchoir Odo. Sheyiten Adomim Lakoyen. Vuoma Apcho Bonecho Titen Li. Ubir Lono Anesino. She Nivdeyu Min Akoyen Ki Ilu Zocho Boi. Veniknenu mimenu b'chamisha sloim. The Sfasemes brings down in Brochus Daftes that this is the reason we have the Nusach, you know, the Kohen asks, my boy is tvei, litin bincho b'choycho shu peterechem le'imo y'israelis, o boy is tifdoysu k'chamisha sloim ke mechayavto midei reise. And the father answers, chofetz ani lifdoysu. What is it? My boy is tvei. This comes to the Bris Mila. What if the ask, the Moyel asks, my boy is fey, to make the mitzvah nish? The father comes to the Kohen and he's offering him, what do you want? You want to do the mitzvah? You don't want to do the mitzvah. So this first them is, we want to make it derech kinyan. So the father has, and he says, v'divreyem divrei kabole, the nuschos and the siddur is nishken stam giret. My boy is fey. Liten li bincho b'choycho shu peterechem le'imo Yisraelis, o boyis Lifduya be'ad chom esloim kedem uchuyavta midai reise. We tell him you have to do that. Kedem uchuyavta midai reise. Not really offering option to do it or not to do it. Kedem uchuyavta midai reise. Kedem uchuyavta midai reise. Hashem said you can give the kid. Hashem said you have to give the money. But what is this offer? My boy is tvei. Lite li bincho b'choycho. Zog this for SMS because we make a chalois pidyon. So all of that is the loike aktsoyis. That you have to make a chalois pidyon. I claim a lot of times, in aloha, I don't know, that Nishamah asking with me. The person told me that the Pidyon HaBen, they did by his uncle. The uncle is Nishkan Shemotero Mitzvah, so the parents, you know, they had to give to the uncle. The uncle is a pikoiris gomo. Shegetz. Not going now if Shegetz gets mandaskuna or not, maybe it's Nidik Shanishba. I agree that he's not poly. The guy doesn't believe in nothing. He doesn't believe in Hashem Gomish. He was not poly the kid. Money. You know what money, yeah? I don't vote believe. I'm not, I think it's believable. I've got a lot of. That because he says, I don't believe in nothing. You want me to be the guy that gets the money. I think the Felix Tzoyis, the kid is not poly. I made it to do a pit in the bed again. The Felix Tzoyis, the kid is poly. They gave him Matnes Geun. Was not even Bar Kochi, he was asking to take it. So the Philip Richardos and the Ktsois, the Ben is public. But that's Messi Yosef. And the Rambam. And the Sfasemes that we're learning now, that the father, the Kohen, is poided the kid of Shimon Zog. Shimon says he doesn't know what it is. There's a spawner that the kid is not allowed to do some Zachim before the Pidyon. Shimon says, Ve'eli yoidea legabe ma hachalois Pidyon chalo. What halachas the kid has before you do the ma'aseh pidyon? Marazei zog dektzeis. And be'etzim l'chur, it's one of the Alamor, you have to know, when you do pidyon ben, you have to know that there's an inyan, the koyen, if you have to take a koyen that knows the sugyas. People take the koyen that doesn't know the sugyas. A lot of times people don't. I want to take my uncle. And the uncle holds like a ktzeis, yeah? If you want to pidyon the koyen, you have to go to someone that you learn kiddushin be'il, yeah? Maybe it's Dvorim Shebelev. So the Maaseh, everyone says my boy's face. And Mistamim Mifalozach, then you say my boy's face. The Kasha on this is the Gemara in Bchoiris Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Bchoiris Daf Nun Tes says that you don't have to give the Chamisha Sloim to one Koyan. You could give it to 10 separate Koyanim. Everyone gets a piece. I don't have to give it to one Koyan. I give it to 10 Koyanim. So the Shaila is, when I give it to 10 Koyanim, who makes the Chalois Pidyon? What should for this? Can the Chalois Pidyon be Shukhis? Nechu etz muchach. The last one is not. And as if in my trume, I could give a little bit to you, a little bit to you, a little bit to you. The old, I owe 5 sloim, I could give chetzi to you, chetzi to you, chetzi to you.
We have to exchange. He has to give me back something.
Why? Like the Ktsois. That it's not a Aknoe. It's only a Piroin Choyv. Chuez Mucha, that it's only a Piroin Choyv. It's not a Aknoe. But on the Tzad Sheni, we have our Sugya. Shteit in our Sugya. That you have to have Smichus Das. You have to have the Das of the Koyim. So again, the Achronim started, we see in our sugi you have to have a das, that's the kasha of the Ktsois. The sin of Al-Kol Choloish when the sin. We said, but it doesn't answer, so you have to have a smichas das. Pelan the Ktsois. So we said, Vais tois, did Naber is a chalois. It's a chalois haknoe. Like the Sfasemes, like the Rambam, like Reb Shimon. It's not telling for Reb Shimon Shkob. The Shiyum, I think, Simen Tezvob. Shiyum, Reb Shimon, and Kiddush. It's Marach and Shar Yoysha. Mamash is a chalois. The spawner says, Mamash, the Kohen Kielu is giving back the kid to the father. We don't know what it means. We don't know the Gabi what. And we said, Nafkaminas, the Lemais, if the Kohen doesn't know that, and the Kohen is not doing that, will not help. Aber was kommt dann? The Gemara in Bchoiris steht nicht das. Gemara in Bchoiris steht. And you could give the Pidyon HaBen to 10 different Koyanim. So again, so we're back to the question. So what is the Pshat and Tesfus? The Tesfus by us says, Lelishne kam emaisi raye, that you have to have a smichus das, as if you have to have an aisha smichus das, you have to have a smichus das in a Koyan, and it doesn't work. Why I need a smichas das of the koyin? I'm pireh choyv. I'm giving it to the koyin. Why it doesn't work? What's the shayach das smichas das? Thank you. The Chazanish learned that mikoyach this kasha that we're asking now. This is the reason the Rashba learned this sugya. The lelishne basra ma'isiraya, not lelishne kame. No shayach das smichas das. It's kesef the kites. We don't pass in that. But lelishne kame tak is no shayches, because only in a issue you have to have a smichas das, and a koyin is no busig with smichas das. So the Chazanish, v'zo kavonas a Rashba shel lelishne basra ma'isiraya. How the Rashba knows that it's lelishne basra? How the Rashba knows? Maybe it's a lishne kame. Zok the Chazanish, because the Rashba had a kasha, the lishne kame, you don't need a raya. No shaykh is no raya. There's no music with smichas das. There's no music with smichas das. So what is the answer? Zok Reb Nochem, if we will say Mayasoid, we have an answer. Avada, you don't have to have the das of the koyin. You don't have to have the das of the koyin for the pidyon habet. V'oraya, you could give it to a sorei koyanim. So why the Gemara says that if there's no kites, it doesn't work because the koyin was with some chodaitei. The fidei rishonim that the Gemara is going to lishne kame. Zok Reb Nochem, you have to give kesef. And what is kesef? Lefi Rav Yosef, shove kesef dum ye de kesef. My kesef de kites, I shove kesef de kites. If it's not kites, it's not called shove kesef. If it's not kites, it's not called shove kesef. And it has to be kites to be dum ye de shove kesef. This Torah be'etzem, the Sefer Kilos Yankev Lanesivus and son of Eliezer, it's printed in the back of the Teras Gittin, and the Nesivus in Simul Lamed Alef by us. Zog the Nesivus this Teira that nearly Leyashev, that when you have to have kites here, it's not because there's a din of smichus das. There's no din of smichus das of the koyen. You have to have dumya the kesef the kites. You have to give a kindness. It's halach, it's what you have to give. You have to have dumya the kesef of the kites. As if it's dumma metaltel v'guf imamen, it's halach, it's what you do in Pidyon HaBen. You have to give something the kites. If it's not kites, it's not, doesn't make us smichas das the fir Rabbi Yosef, so it's not dumya the kesef. No. Rabbi Seinu did not learn like that. The ketzois, all of them did not go with his teira be'etzim. Say that. Well, I want first to remind me the dvorim. So we have be'etzim, when we're going to get Pidyon HaBen, we have to remember, we have a sugya by us, that Rabbi Yosef learned that you have to have the smichus das of the koyen. And Rabbi is not choylik in that. Rabbi just was choylik that every kesef has a smichus das. And the kash is why you need the smichus das of the koyen. Why you need a smichas das of the koy? The ktzeis was nitchak that will not be baal korchu. We don't understand what it means. So it's like the ktzeis. You need it that will not be baal korchu. The Welt says, Reb Shimon, we call the Teref Reb Shimon, that is a din that the koyin is the poide. He's selling kivyochel the kid back to the father. So as even kiddushin you have to have a das, umizel lo madnu, opinion aben shtikl teyre. That the koyin is mamish doing the ma'is opinion, and I'm saying I have a tzadat la'alocha. The koyin has to know that. The koyin doesn't know that. So he says the nusach, but if not the koyin, the taka doesn't work. The cotton is a cotton. Moshe, like the koyin is a cotton. So it's a ktzayis prichodesh. You can give it to a cotton, right? As they say, I think it does la'alocha. You can't be samech on that. Cotton doesn't know to be makna. She does a thesis. You can't give it to a cop. But the shaila is, but if we want to learn out like that, the Gemara in Bchayres shet nishtazay. The Torah says, Zog Reb Nochem, Zog the Kilis Yankev from the Nesivis, have another answer. What you need to have kesef the kites is to poil tzach. that this is the Shavu Kesef Kekesef. To make this like a Kesef, while it's a Kesef de Lekayitz, it doesn't have a Halacha of Shavu Kesef. It doesn't have a Halacha of Shavu Kesef. This is Lechur de Hezba. I want, before we try to miyashim more zachar lefidus givalde gevot, I want to make it clear. It doesn't mean that we're not learning now that the Koyen has to be the Poyden. I want to explain. The way we went is, the Ktseis never learned the Teger that the Koyen is the Poyden. But Mele, he said, Smichus Das, you have to have, if not, it's Baal Kocho. Reb Shimon said, the Koyen is the one that is doing the Maisa Pidyon. He said, Shvel from the Gemara, Asor HaKoyanim. And we said, no, Reb Nochem holds, you have to have the Smichus Das, on them, Sinishkin Kesef. Now, love a lesson a minute. We're not learning the sugya of kiddushin kivyochol. We're learning the sugya of pidin abed. So how it works? So we said, no, we have asor koyhanim, state klo, that the koyan is not doing the pidyon because not mistaber that the last guy could do it. But we said the nusach is my boy is tvei, loshna rambam is mashma that you pay the spolna. So the Goyen in Shulchan Aruch is Merames, that could be as a Maisa Pidyon, but could be that the father is doing the Maisa Pidyon. Yeah, could be the father is doing the Maisa Pidyon. I will explain. A person has Hegdash, Maisa Sheini, he's Poyde. He gives the money and he's Poyde. Who is Poyde? The owner. Could be a father has a son. He has to be pointed to him from the Koyen. But the father is doing the Maisa Pidyon. It's not a stira. We just said that the Koyen is not doing a Maisa Pidyon, and you don't need the Smichus Das of the Koyen. But Adayin, if Pidyon HaBen is Stama Maisa Priyas Choyv, or Pidyon HaBen is a Maisa Pidyon, we vital could learn that even that it's a Maisapidian, but the father is doing the Maisapidian. Be'etzem, the Achroinim show that it's Machlekes Rishoinim. Who makes the Brocha and Pidyon HaBen? So the Rosh, when Pchoyres brings down, as in Losh Na Rosh, the Loinoa Gusha Koyen Mevorech al Pidyon HaBen, Chule Bechule, Ve'oi, Lomo Yevorech, Aloy Eino Oise Shum Mitzvah Elo Mekabel Matnes Kehuna. The Rivosh and Shuvah Kuf Lamed Aleph brings down the Rosh. He says, no, the Kohen has to bench. Ki hu mekabel ha-mores u-makne ha-bein le-ovim. So in the Rosh state claw, the father is doing nothing. It's a pellet that by us he says like Teisvis. You have to have Smichus Das, Avada, he means Reb Nochem. But the Rosh learns that the father is not, that the Kohen is not doing a mitzvah. He's just receiving Matnes Kehuna. And Shubas HaRivosh, Shin Lamed Aleph, and Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Rivosh learns, the Kohen is selling the kid. And there's a mitzvah of the Kohen. It's a big shaila, lemoshel. What if you have the Pidyon HaBen day is Chal and Shabbos? What do you do? So we do it Motzei Shabbos, and Brera. What if lemoshel if you're in Chutz La'aretz and it's Yom Tov Sheni, but you have a Kohen that is a Ben Eretz Yisrael? You could be mezaket him the money before. I'll explain. If everyone is Yontef Sheini Dik or Shabbos Dik, you're not allowed to make Derech Kinyan, you're not allowed to do it. But if the Kohen is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so it's totally. If the father is doing the Chalois Pidyon, father can do it. If the Kohen is doing the mitzvah, Moshe, the meaning is that the Kohen doesn't say Tachmon in a day that he has a Pidyon HaBen. What's the Shaychas? A day that you get Truma, you don't make Pidyon HaBen? Only collects money. The day that's collecting money, he doesn't say Tachmon. He's going to collect money today. Why he says tachlin? People mikai mitzvah, yeah? Someone is sick, people are going to visit him, will not say tachlin? But if the vote is that the kohen is doing a chalois pidyon, if the kohen is doing a chalois pidyon, so it's a makom to say that he will not do. So again, if we learn that the kohen is making the chalois, it's easy to answer the thesis that you have to ask smichas das of the kohen. So I'm saying, to say that the kohen is doing the chalois, first it's shvel from the gemara that I saw a kohanim you could give everyone. And it's swear from the Rosh that says that the Kohen ain't a mevorach she'ino oisa shum mitzvah elo mekabel matnes kehuna. But the Rivosh says Taker is doing. So again, we could learn pshat that Taker the Kohen is doing the Maisa PDN, he's giving over the kid, what it means. And maybe you have to have a smichas das, and we have a yishuv to the whole Rishonim here. But if we don't want to learn like that, so legabi the yishuv of the sugya will have to go out derech Reb Nochem. And legabi the shaylef, if it's a chalois or not, could be the father does the chalois. Davni miluim, and similar med aleph siv cotton base, and the ktsois, they bring down. I think today it stopped a little bit, but in chutz la'aretz, the minig was in Pirin HaBen, you gave diamonds to the koyen. Bechers, they gave choshev ezachem. That was the minig. Today it's very easy, you give and fregin all of the achroinim. Tesis says in Daf Tes, we saw yesterday, Yom Chamishi, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that even lefi Rabbe, when Avnonim Teidim and Margolius is leisam chodaite. So if the Gemara says that Koyen needs the same smichus das like a Yisho, and Rabbeinu Tam said that b'avonim Teidim and Margolius, Rabbe is moided to Rabbi Yosef. So how we do Pirin HaBen b'avonim Teivis u'Margolius? This is the kash of the Achorim. The answer is.
So
the answer is like this. If you learn, you have to have smichus das. The Hainu, he's selling. So the Achorim has the cash. The Kohen doesn't have a smichus das. But if we learn pshat, we don't have to have a smichus das. But why you need to have kites? Because if not, it's not money. We said that by Avonim Teidim and Margolius, the reason it doesn't work is because, not because she thinks maybe it's less. She thinks maybe it's more. And it's Mekach Toes, Adai to the Ochi, she was not masking. But it's not mitzvah that it's not Dumi the Kesef. Rabbi holds we don't need Dumi the Kesef. So we saw in the Rishonim, in the Rab, the Rashbo. Rabbi holds you don't need Dumi the Kesef. The Meire Lefi Rabbi is not in Ktsitsa, even by Avonim Teidim and Margolius. Was a chashash that it's Doime le Mekach Toes. The Kohen is not Makne. If we learn that the Kohen is not Makne, and the Gmiruz Das that you have to have in the Sugya is not mitzvah that the Kohen is Makne. It's mitzvah you have to have Dumi the Kesef, like the Kilis Yankev, that you have to have double that is Doime Shav Kesef Ke Kesef. B'meile, we pass it like Rabbi. But Rabbi Nutam said, but when I'm telling you, Margolis is not good, because maybe it's a Mekach Toris. The Kohen is not doing no Mekach. I'm saying first, Boif and Kal. The Chorim has the kasha. The Ktzeis means the kasha. The Avnilun means the kasha. How we do Pidin Naben? The Moshe, the Avnilun brings down that the Chorim said the reason it works because the Kohen is not the Makne. The Ktzeis brings it down. Why it all helps? Because we hold that the Kohen is not the Makne. That's why the Avnilun brings it down. But the Shaila is, what we saw in our Sugya, that you have to have a Smichas Das. The answer is, you don't have to have a Smichas Das. You only have to have Dumi the Kesef. Amen. But in Toyim Magolis, we don't lefi Rabbi. You don't have to have Dumi the Kesef. Why does it work be Kiddushim? Because it mechzik in Mekach Toras. But lechaure, all of you are right. I think yesh mokim lodu. The Isha, you're right that she was told that this is the price. But she really thinks that she's getting more. So it's a mekach toes. If she would not know that she's getting more, he told her, I'm marrying you for a dollar. But she sees this diamond, she thinks it's a million. I'll die to the hochi, she's masking. Now we have to know what happens in a koyin. I go to the koyin, I want to point in my son, I take out a diamond, I tell him it's chamisha sloim. The koyin looks, he thinks it's 5 million. Now the shaila is, shaykh do mekach toes or not? We're going to decide that the Kohen has to sell back the kid back to the father. Shaykh do mekach toes or not? He doesn't deserve to get more from five. Oh, but the guy gave it to him. He thought he's getting more. But Yeisha, if it's worth more, I don't know the halacha l'maisa, I have alamo that suffer. You know, today the coins are worth much more from Chamisha Slay. You bring these coins, you know, especially if you get nice ones. They're worth more for Chamisha Slay. I sell it to the father and he gives it to me, right? Now he thinks it's Chamisha Slay. Why is it more for Chamisha Slay? I'm a Ganev? He only has to give me Chamisha Slay. I took $200, I sold him the Slay. Lama Zav. And then he sold for $100. La, la, la. He gets the coins. I'm saying, Maisa Shibichol Yoim. I have the best set. I have a lot of different sets. But I take the nicest one that I have. It's government, and it's dos, and it's yens. Now when you buy them, because all the little pichifkas around that, it's worth much more. Mm-hmm. Now you give it to him for $100, and he gives it back to you for pit nabin. Now he gives it back, Maisa, be a soilo, if I give it to him, Bikin and Gomul, he could go find out the Shavias, they will tell him that you don't have to give five. Three of these pieces are also worth Chamisha Slay. He goes and he gives me five. What? What? Okay. The Egel is worth more money, it's worth money. This coin is sold in the market. Doesn't go to feed the weight of the silver. What for sure? The cow. How much the cow weighs? How much silver the cow weighs? How much are the prices?
It's a price of Chamisha Sloim.
If you take Chamisha Sloim that are pieces of silver on their own, they're worth Chamisha Sloim. If you take the Moshe, the ones that the Israeli government made for a special medallion, and they're worth much more, they're worth five times the price. And you give one, you're not puddling? Why not? Well, I'm asking, why not?
Which is if he doesn't give it back, it's ready moisture. That's the other point.
The shaila is if a person gives the koyin more from Chamisha Sloim for Pidin Aben, he has to give it back or not? If we say that he doesn't have to give it back, that he has to give it back, there's no mocking to a kasha bichlal. Even if it's worth more, he can't have a mekachtos. The Chayim asking a kash. Why we give out avonim tevim margolias? Is there some chodaita? If the koyin, if you need a some chodaita, lefid this deal can taste. This is the kash of the Chayim. So we say, if the smichus das is mitzad shom kesef ki kesef nan mitzad the umdane. So we said, but avonim tevim margolias, if you rabbi, you don't need it. It's only mitzad chash mekachtos. But if we say kipshuto, you need a smichus das of the koyin. So why was the minhag today? It stopped. Why the minhag is to give avonim tevim margolias? I'm saying I'm a supik tak, and I'm a supik lemaisa every time. I thought the koyin give it to me either way. Nah, my father has a chumra. I stopped to do it. My father has a chumra to give six sloim instead of five. He says because animals are arguing there's enough silver inside. So he gives, when the coin, when the Yisrael comes to pay, he sells him six coins, and he gives it to the coin. My son, the tzad that he only has to give five. So then, Mr. You sell it, well, you sell the tnai, it's like, you give him six, and he gives it back to you. Now, if he would know that the Maizah only are worth five, he doesn't have to give you the sixth one. So that sixth one is not yours, it's his. Next time you go to someone else and give him a pita ben, you're not paid it.
No shame, basically said that sometimes more than a half, like less than the five loins.
What?
Basically, it's shaila, it's void with the pruta. So she thinks.
No, but again, when a person marries a lady, he doesn't tell her, I marry you with a pruta. says, I'm marrying you with this ring. She thinks it's worth a million. He told her it's worth $2. Said, I know it's worth a million, but he's giving her the ring to marry her with the ring. I'm a subek. I'll explain myself. Kiva, I'll explain myself. When I, Lemoshel, give you truma, I could give you one apple, I could give you 10 apples. When I have to be paid in chamisha sloim, I'm asking one child. When I have to be paid in chamisha sloim, I want to be generous. I want to be paid in my son with 20 sloim. I could? This is my shayla be'etzim. I could pay him with 20 sloim or not? Nah. I'm not asking that. Presidents could alamo give. I'm asking if the pinyon has to be only in 5. Oh, Hashem said, "Zeh mikalish isha bepruta." But if you give 2 prutas, she's married in both of the prutas. It's not a present. If you pay them more from 5, he's paying more from 5 or not? What?
The exact number.
Yes. The rest has to be a matana. No, no. I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know. Says nogiat mi alamol. I give more expensive coins from the price. And I get them back, and the guy gives it back to me. He doesn't know lomdas. He thinks he has to give it back because he thinks that he has to be paid his son. If he would know that he doesn't have to be paid his son with all of them, what? Why? Present? Once I gave him 4 coins. I gave him 4 coins, 5 coins, and these coins, I'm telling you, the emes, the coins today are very cheap. The maize, it's kimat not worth it. They didn't have been. Didn't have been today is almost 300, 400 shekels sometimes. I don't know, the silver is very cheap. Silver became very cheap. So if you get mamish pieces of silver, every you go to the badat store to buy the one, says that there's a mach is a shekel, that's already 600 shekels. You go to Atzulfim to get the nice ones, it's over 1,000 shekels. Now, once someone gave me them. So now when every person comes, I try to be nice, I take the nicest set that I have, it comes with a box, comes the ganze zach, and I give it. Now, I don't tell the guy pay me 1,000 shekel. Sell him for 100. Belev shalom. Now, the guy has it. He beheads him, could take 2 of them and give it to me. He gives me all of the 5. I'm a sutig alamol. I have to tell him, listen, could be you don't have to give it to me, and v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Or not. I'm not saying that mitzad the Torahs. I'm not saying mitzad the Torahs. I'm asking, Lemaisi is giving it the Torah's pidin abed. That's what it's at him. I'll tell him, could be a bimaskin. But he's not planning to give me a present. He's planning to say, what he says, Heilach hamisha sloim lepidin avni, veheilach pidyoyim. And he gives that to the pidyon. Because I'm asking a simple shayla, if oilem can mevare. You could, what would it be if someone is paid for more from Chamisha Sloim and he wants the whole pinyon to be chal and more from Chamisha Sloim? This is the shayla that I'm asking. I'm asking a shayla to find out. Let me send the next to Tesis. Rav Kahana shok al sudu v'pidin aben. See the second, the shovel here. First, let me send the Tesis. Mashma oche de Rav Kahana hoyo koyen. ותאמר בסייפה לא עברי משמע דלא יהיה כהן וכאמר אליו בנסיב מכהנת לא יגלוי וישלמה דתרי רב כהן נעבוי הנה מישלמה בשביל אשתו ילקח כדי אשכם בפרק הזרוי הרב כהן אוכל בשביל אשתו למין חסכין הוא חסביזי if זה הלוך is that a husband of a כהנס could take matnes kehuna. Now it's בעצם 2 problems in this thesis. One problem is, the Minchas Chinuch declares, a Kohenes gets Matnes Kehuna. Gets a Kohenes wants to make Pidin Aben. She could do Pidin Aben or not.
What makes
her? She's a Bas Kohen? She's a Bas Kohen, she's a wife of a Kohen. Now he's speaking of Bas Kohen.
So she becomes Yisrael.
She doesn't become Yisrael.
No.
She doesn't become Yisrael. She could take. She could take or she can't take. Taisa steht, Rav Kahane lokach bishvil ishtoi. Sagt in Minchas Chinuch, before number 2, Rav Kahane shokal bishvil ishtoi. Ishtoi for Rav Kahane, you can have a matzav that the Kohenes makes a pidin aben? Kohenes can make a pidin aben? Mechatez that Kohen is going to make a pidyon haben? Zog the Minchas Chinuch, he brings down back and forth machlekes. Zog the Minchas Chinuch. Shtei delechu, the two terutzim and teisvus. The first teretz hold that a Kohen is cannot get. The second teretz hold that a Kohen is can get. After this shtickle, teisvus is mechadish number two. That the husband could take for his wife. What is the pshat that the husband could take for his wife? He asks her, she's masking. Not only the tesis is mechanish in the second teretz, that a kohenes could get trumes, that a kohenes could get matnes kehuna. Tesis is mechanish that Rav Kahane could take for his wife. He brings down. Rav Kahane ochal bishvil ishtoy. And here I want to ask you the shayla. This is a very stark shayla. Lama zogin kohenes could make pidyon haben. And lama zogin the husband could take for his wife. But alam de shekashin. No one speaks about it. I can understand that the husband could get a chose shoyk truma for his wife. I understand. But if in pidyon haben you have to make the chalois pidyon, the kohen has to sell back the kid. Rav Kahane could do it for his wife. What shliach? He's not eating truma. Israel chayav b'keva. He can't eat truma. It's a zar. Even she can eat truma when she marries a kohen. But he has a zchus and matnas kehuna. He could make the pidyon. It's a pellet, all of the achroinim, the ganzer, no one is asking the simple kasha. How tesis has a tzad that Rav Kahane took truma for his wife, Seda? I said, that a lady can get, chidush one. Chidush two, that she could give her husband, chidush two. Aber in Bishneim, in Zroya, Lechayayim, Lekeivo, and all of these achroinim that she could get, I hear. So she could give her husband, he has chusim like her. Aber that he could do the chalais pidyon? What happens? What? Not she makes the chalos when he gets, and she's sleeping. So don't stay though. But I'm saying it's a big chidush. It's one more chidush. If the coin is the point, I understand that he's there. He gets the money, and tmuras then he's giving. While he's a husband of a koyanes, so while he could get. The achila for his wife.
If you wouldn't say this, then the kid is not pardon.
So then it's poshut.
Poshut is not
pardon. I said it's two chidushim. First, that a lady could get kudukin naben, and the husband could get for that. But now we said another achila that the kohen is a poyder. We said if Luis says that because it doesn't work. If he doesn't know, bestomeh it works. But the husband that is mekabel truma for his wife, that is mekabel, I hear, is mekabel zroya lechayim for his wife, he could be a part of the Kabbalah, it makes sense. But that the Kohen could do the Pidyon, and if it's a Chalois Pidyon, that can they get that? Be a bigger Chiddush that even when he gets there, his wife. No, the Gemara is not the Gemara. El alav avach v'ke b'goyitz, lo ilom v'lo yishovi. V'ke d'kibel Kohen alay v'kodar av kahane shok yusur v'pidyon haben. Omar ledidi chozer li chamish esloy. Omar rabah shel amon lo av kahane negav rabu v'boy lisur ha'areshe. אבל כולה אל מלוי, קודם אבא רבה שזו מנסוד רמאים את הרבי מקום וישוב יעשור רבית לסר. So the Gemara answers that it's not מצד קיץ, the Gemara is מצד לדידי שובלי. And we pass in the schidush of לדידי שובלי. So Rabbi Yosef claimed that מצד קיץ. But you have to have קיץ. And Rabbi answers, the Gemara is not mitzad kaitz, the Gemara is mitzad ledidi shoveli. So I saw Rabbi Libor says a givaldi kezach. Why Rabbi Yosef didn't think that the Gemara is mitzad ledidi shoveli? We pask in ledidi shoveli. A very shveres figure of ledidi shoveli. But we pask in mitzad ledidi shoveli. Why Rabbi Yosef didn't want to say like that? Mishna zakasha. So Rabbi Libor, if we learn Torah like Ibnochem, that the Yisrael HaMachleike says, this is the whole Torah. Rabbi holds you don't have to have dumya the kesef. Rabbi Yosef holds you have to have dumya the kesef. If you have to have Dumi the Kesef, the Didi Shoveli, but it's not worth the money. It's Kesef by you. If it's the Pshat, there's a new Parsha of Kesef, makes a Gmiras Das. The Didi Shoveli also makes it. We have to understand how the Didi Shoveli works. But Rabbi Yosef holds that it's Mitzah, that it has to be Dumi the Kesef. Ayala Aladas that the Didi Shoveli could make it? Only in unser Rebbe's Medrash we can say the Didi Shoveli. But maybe it's not Stam. Omar the Gemara says no. Miret of the Didi Shoveli. And if Rabbi Yosef leshitosoi, then as a din kesef, but maybe he never had a tzar. The calls are part of the vikuach. Rabbi says who said as a din kesef? Maybe it's a din ledidi shoveli. But the machlekes is the zelma machlekes. When you learn that the yisoid of shavu kesef is ge kesef, and Rabbi Yosef learned misvore, we said shavu kesef is ge kesef, it's a svore. He just brings a raya that is a musik of smichas das. But the Yisrael he learns, maybe he never had a tzad that the sugya could go mitzad ledidi shoveli. Masha'enken, ledidan, that is a din kesef mitzad atzmoy, shove kesef mitzad atzmoy, is a musik of ledidi shoveli. And here's a big machlekes. And our gears in the Gemara state, ki hoda rav kahane shok yusudum bebgev omar yedidi chozuli. Omar Ravashi lo yamoran elo kigoyin Rav Kahane de gavre rabbe umiboy le sidur ha-reishe. Aval kula al meloy. So the shita lenoide le mi says that if it's not a gavre rabbe, we don't believe it. We don't believe it. Then why you need a gavre rabbe? So wait a minute. The shita lenoide le mi says it really has to be le didi shoveli. Then I'm asking you a shayla. It's not worth it for you, and you want to say Ladidi Shoveli. It won't happen. I'm saying Ladidi Shoveli. You give to the Kohen, you know, they call the Pit Naben a lot of times, and it's not worth the money. So I say Ladidi Shoveli, finish. But you have to bring a very Shvach Kohen. Yeah? So Ladidi Shoveli. No, it's not really Shoveli. But I'm asking to say. Zog the Shidu Lenin Lemi, it's the first Shidu in the sphere, doesn't help. It has to be really Ladidi Shoveli. Now, Zog the Gemara. Who you could trust that it's really? Rav Kahane. This is the Ma'alach of the Shittu L'Nei D'Lami. So the Ma'alach of the Shittu L'Nei D'Lami is it really needs to be L'Didi Shoveli. And who you believe, you believe. The Ran says Al Derech Den. Not that you don't believe it or not. It has to be that it's Takeh Shoveh. So to who it's Shoveh? A Sudor is shoved to a gavre rabbe. Stam people, the sudor is not worth it so much. I just want heard once, oh, what's the pshat? Why the gavre rabbe is asking to pay so much for a sudor? The pshat, if he's stuck in a place that is no sudor, huh? If he's... you could buy it for 5 shekels. If he's stuck and he can't go without a yarmulke, he will pay everything to put a yarmulke on his head. What? Hatschlitz? Say that. Well, Chamisha Sloim for sure. We'll stop here.